When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. Real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. Capella University's game-changing FlexPath format helps you learn at your own pace and fit earning a degree into your life. From before you enroll to after you graduate, you'll be supported by people who are invested in your success, so you can pursue your goals knowing that help is available if you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, the business podcast you've been looking for, with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zinholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And in today's episode, you will learn three blog posts you should start with. A lot of people ask me, when I start a blog, what are the first blog posts I should start with? What should I write about? What topics really should I touch on? Where do I begin? Well, in today's episode, I answer those questions. I give you a blueprint. I give you the exact type of blog posts you should create, the first three blog posts you should create when starting a blog. I've been blogging for some time now, and I've learned a lot. And one of the things I've learned is when you're starting out your blog, starting out with a bang is really important. Getting people hooked on your material is something you need to strive for. And that's why today's episode is so important, which blog posts to start with. Let's get into it, guys. Let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by SumoMe, the best way to grow your email list and grow your website traffic with their suite of apps that installs right on your website. And yes, it installs on every website. And get this, you can get SumoMe for free forever. Just go to the special link, 100mba.net/sumoMe. Again, that's 100mba.net/sumoMe. Guys, like I said, starting your blog, starting out with your blog and your readership of your blog with strength is really important. You want to make sure that when you start out with your blog and your readers start reading your blog, they get the impression that, hey, this person is worth reading. This person's covering material that resonates with me. In other words, you're going to be launching this blog and you want the people that start reading those first articles to really fall in love with your blog. So let's get into the three types of blog posts you want to start with. Blog post number one, and I call this your take on X. And really what this blog post is all about is you taking a stand. Nobody likes anybody on the fence. You have to take a stand and you have to have some sort of position in your industry. By taking a stand, people automatically see that you have an opinion and that you're passionate about the blog itself. Now, it could be anything in your industry, anything in whatever you do. So, for example, the $100 MBA is a website and a blog that talks all about how to get a business education without having to go to business school. So, one of the first blog posts I released on the $100 MBA is a blog post titled, Six Lies Business Schools Love to Tell. Now, in this blog post, I take a very strong stance against business schools. Now, if you know a bit about me and you've been following me for some time, you know that I'm not completely against business schools. There are some reasons why you would want to go to business school, but this article is not about that. It's about six reasons a lot of people go to business schools for that are just not true. And yes, there might be people that read this article and say, I completely disagree with this person. This person is crazy. People that may have gone to business school, right? But that's the point. You got to be polarizing. You have to take a stand. You don't want to be vanilla. You want to be known for your position. So take a stand in your industry about something, something you feel very strongly about, and write about it. Opinionated pieces really get shared. Opinionated pieces get talked about. And that's what I want you to do with your first blog post. Have an opinion, a strong opinion, about an area in your market. All right, let's move on to blog post number two. Now, blog post number two takes a different shift, a different avenue. And this blog post is what I call who you are really. You want people to get an intimate look at who you are on a personal level. And I talked about this before on a previous episode, but I wrote a blog post called 16 Things You Don't Know About Me But Should. And it's probably one of our most popular blog posts, even though it has nothing to do with business. But the point here is that you want people to get to know you. Why did you start this blog? Why are you starting this business? Who are you? What excites you? What are your fears? What are some things that only your best friends know about you? Again, you're trying to cultivate a relationship with your readers. And one of the ways to fast track your relationship is to share a bit about yourself. So I really believe that blog post number 2 should be about you, who you are as a person. What are your quirks? What are your idiosyncrasies? What were your hobbies when you were a kid? Did you have any nicknames as a kid? Some of the things I shared in my blog post are things like how much I love cats or old people or how I don't drink. And sometimes when we go to meetups or conferences, how I'm the odd man out because sometimes going out for drinks is something that a lot of people do. So share a bit about yourself and allow your audience to get to know you as a person. All right, let's talk about blog post number 3. Now, blog post number 3 is where you show your chops. You show people what you're made of and what you could do for them. And this is a how-to post. You're going to write a blog post on how to do X. Now, this has got to be your killer post when it comes to teaching. Let's say you're in the dance industry and your company helps dance studios get new customers. You can write a blog post on how to get 10 new customers today. And this is a how-to. Like, you're going to show them exactly what to do to get 10 customers by the end of the day. Whatever methods those are, you could focus on one method like Facebook ads. But the point here is that you got to deliver a win for your audience. If you have a killer how-to as one of your first blog posts and people start using it, they're going to realize, hey, this is awesome. Somebody's actually giving me value. This person's a game changer in our industry because they taught me something. I did it. I got a win. It's one of the fastest ways you can get credibility and respect in your industry. Now, I want you to put a lot of effort into this how-to. Use images if you have to. Treat it as if it was some sort of course or something that you would charge for. Again, this is where people are going to be judging you and your expertise. Prove to them you're worth their time. Guys, I got more on today's topic, but before that, let me give love to today's sponsor, Weebly. Guys, for some time now, I've been trying to launch my own personal website. We have our own businesses and brands, but I want my own personal brand so I can share my personal work with everybody. But I've been putting it off because I feel like, oh, this takes so long to design it, to code it, I'll do it later. But when I found out about Weebly, I said, hey, let me give it a try. And then within 30 minutes, I was able to start and build a website for myself. You can check it out, omarzinholm.weebly.com. They make it super easy. I'm talking about drag and drop easy. And hey, I'm not a designer, but I created a fantastic looking website using Weebly in less than a half hour. Now, it's very simple right now, but you can get an idea of how fast you can create your website by looking at mine. I still can't believe how easy Weebly makes it. See, Weebly was created for people with the courage to start their own business and dream big and be their own boss like you. Again, you don't need to be a web designer or a coder to create beautiful websites, a blog, or an online store. Weebly makes it easy. Plus, everything is mobile friendly, and you can customize and update the change whenever you want. You don't have to call up some web guy. Join over 30 million people who are already dreaming big with Weebly. Get started for free. Just go to weebly.com/MBA. Again, that's weebly.com/MBA. Guys, to wrap up today's lesson, the 3 blog posts that I mentioned today, the 3 types of blog posts I want you to start your blog with, can really set the tone and get people reading. To summarize, the first one is you're taking a stand. What's your take on X in your industry? The second one, people get to know who you are, who you really are, by sharing some intimate details about you personally. And number 3, how to, a great how-to blog post to get your reader a win. If you haven't started a blog yet, this is a great time now that this is fresh in your head and you know exactly the first 3 blog posts you have to write. Guys, get started, because one of my biggest regrets is not blogging earlier. Blogging really helps your site get traffic because Google loves great articles. And if you write consistently, Google recognizes that and drives you traffic via search engine. So people search terms that you write about, Google favors you because it's unique content and it's consistent content. All right, guys, I hope you loved today's lesson. If you did, let us know in an iTunes rating and review. Drop us an iTunes rating and review. It takes 2 minutes. Just click on the cover art and you'll see a link that says give us a rating and review if you're on your iPhone. If you're on your computer, just go to 100mba.net/show. You absolutely rock, guys. Thank you so much for listening to the $100 MBA show. Before I leave you, I want to leave you with this. I have to say that blogging is probably one of the most rewarding things I got to experience in my entrepreneurial career. There's something about writing and cultivating your ideas, it allows you to be yourself. It allows you to put things down on the screen and evaluate them and say, hey, do I really believe in this stuff? Do I really want to write about this? Or is there something I'm writing just because I feel like I have to? I love it because it allows you to clarify your opinions as a professional, as a person, and it allows you to be genuine with who you are. I know it might be tough at the start, but just get the ball rolling and you'll thank me later. All right, guys, I'll check you in tomorrow's episode. I'll see you then. Take care. You seek the key, but first you must learn the ways of precision, craft, and performance with Acura's all-electric ZDX. With a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system, up to a 313-mile range, and a Type S variant with an estimated 500 horsepower, the ZDX is their most powerful SUV yet. Unlock the energy when you visit Acura.com to order yours today.